Hi everyone, welcome to You're Doing Great, Sweetie, where we have real conversations about the college experience, the ups, the downs, and literally everything in between. Today we're diving into something super important, mental health in college. Balancing academics, social life, and just life itself can be tough, and it's something we don't talk about enough. So I wanted to bring in some special guests, my boyfriend Zach and my friend Shelby, to share their own experiences and how they cope with the mental health challenges college throws at them. First off, I want to thank you both for being here and being willing to talk about such a personal topic. I know mental health can be a sensitive subject, but I think it's like important for you guys to open up about these conversations. So let's start with you, Zach. Can you share a little bit about your mental health journey in college? What have you struggled with and how do you cope?
Yeah, of course. So freshman year, just the workload was a lot different, you know. Got to adjust. You got to use your time wisely because, of course, you want to go out. You want to have fun. But you got to find the balance and, you know, just that was one of the struggles I had. So, yeah.
That sounds really familiar to what a lot of people go through. So, like, when you're in that space, what coping mechanisms have helped you?
Having a good roommate, I feel like, can help. And just trying to set a schedule to knock out your work. Have some time to play video games and do whatnot. You know, you have some fun, too. Like, play on your phone a little bit, you know. But got to knock out the studying and all the homework, you know. Got to get that out of the way.
I love that. Sometimes you just got to get out of your own head. And that can make such a difference. It's awesome that you found some stuff that works for you. Now, Shelby, I know your experience with mental health has been a little different. Can you tell us about what you've been through and what helps you cope?
Yeah, so my freshman year was really hard for me. I was trying to balance a boyfriend and a long-distance relationship, as well as being at a school where I didn't know anybody and trying to make friends. And it's really hard to navigate the social scene in college. So I struggled a lot with focusing on my work because I was too worried about the social scene. And I ended up failing a couple classes because of it, and I feel like that put me down in the dumps a little bit more. But I think that, like Zach said, finding that good work-life balance and figuring out how to study and how to knock that stuff up first and, like, prioritize your work over your social life, I think that's really important for college.
Yes, that makes so much sense. Having, like, that work-life balance can be such a game changer. Do you have any other coping strategies that have worked for you?
Yeah, I feel like journaling has really, really opened me up to a different side of my mental health because you're able to get it all out, lay it all out on the line. Nobody's going to read it. You don't have to worry about being judged. As well as being in nature. I think that's the one that's helped me the most is getting out, being on my own in nature even. That one's helped me a lot. And then learning to spend time with yourself. I think that that's really important in college because there's a lot of times that you are by yourself, even if you do have friends. And so learning how to enjoy that time has been really important for my mental health.
Yes, that's so relatable. Zach, how do you manage school and, like, taking care of yourself? How is that?
It's all about scheduling, like I said earlier. Just you got to set some time aside for yourself and use that time, enjoy yourself, and then when it's time to work, you got to knock it out real quick so you can go out. Because trust me, then T-Town, you know, you're always wanting to go out. People are always doing this stuff and juggling a bunch of stuff. So you just got to make sure you get your stuff done, you know, so you can not be stressed out.
Got you. What about, like, what do you think has been your biggest mental health struggle in college?
Like Shelby said, you are, even though you have friends, you are by yourself a lot. You can't, like, you get, because I had a roommate, bunch of roommates that were in frats, so it's like I was mainly the one there by myself for the most part. And then obviously if I knocked out the work, I would go out, but you got to just be able to be okay with being with yourself. So yeah.
What about you, Shelby? What's been the toughest thing?
I do feel like having to sacrifice a lot of the fun. A lot of times you can't go out every night. You have to go in and study. And you have to be by yourself sometimes. Just like Zach said, that being by yourself is really hard, so it's really important to figure out how to do that. But yeah, learning to make those choices and then having to actually go through with those choices of not going out and you're sitting in your room by yourself while everybody else is out, and it's really hard.
Yeah, I get that a lot. So that's really insightful, actually. Sounds like both of you have found routines that work for you. And I know it can be, yeah, I know it can be hard to stay consistent. What advice, this is for both of you, I guess, would you give to other college students who are struggling to manage their mental health?
I guess I can go first. You just, like Shelby said, you got to be able to miss out on some stuff. You can always go to other parties, but you got to make sure you get the work done. Because if you let it build up on you, I mean, you go to school to get school, you know, like study, you know, get your degree. Let's do that first and then party.
I think it's really important to find a schedule that works for you. And that's going to be like your first 2 weeks of class. You need to figure out how you can schedule times to study, how you can schedule when you can go out, when you need to work, things like that. I think having a set schedule and prioritizing time for the gym, time for yourself, and staying in a solid routine, that's really helped me in college, because then I can get my work done during the week and I don't have to worry about it on the weekends.
Okay, this is for both of you again. Do you feel that your college provides adequate mental health support for the students?
T-Town and Bama, I mean, I want to say yes. They have multiple areas where you can go to, safe spaces, little offices and like cubicles that you can schedule for and work in with your classmates.
Yeah, that's cool. What about you, Shelby?
I feel like Auburn does have systems in place, but not any that I've ever seen used. I feel like we do get emails that are like, oh, contact the Office of Mental Health, but I do feel like there's sort of a stigma around going to things like that, and a lot of people see it as kind of a last resort, and I do wish that it was more normalized so that people would feel comfortable going.
Yeah. How has your perception of mental health changed since starting college?
Oh, wow. That's crazy. So in high school and just all that, I didn't really think it mattered. I was like, wow, I mean, mental health, I mean, what is the problem? Like, you got problems, really? Like, we're 17, 18 years old. And then it's like in college, now I'm realizing, hey, there's, you know, you got problems, you know, you got to figure that stuff out. You got to get it. And, yeah, so I definitely think mental health is a big play in just your life, because you need to have a good head on your shoulders. And if you're going through some things, you got to talk it out. You got to talk to somebody in some way. So yeah, mental health is a big play in your life and all that. So yeah,
that's good. What about you, Shelby?
For me, I feel like in high school, mental health definitely was more stigmatized than it is in college, and a lot of people would cover it up, but like Zach said, everybody does have problems, everybody does struggle with something, and everyone's in a different place in life. And I think in college I found so many more people that relate to me and are open to talking about their experiences and things that have happened to them. And so I feel like it's easier to deal with it knowing that you're not alone and you're able to talk to the people around you.
Yeah. I'm going to bounce off that a little bit. So, like, that was my next question. So how do you feel that, like, social dynamics, either, like, friendships or relationships, contribute to, like, your college, like, mental health, well-being, or does it, like, add to stress levels?
I think that sometimes it can add to stress levels because, like we talked about in the beginning, like, when you first get to college, it's really hard to make friends, and it's hard to be alone all the time and having that pressure of, oh, I'm supposed to be making friends right now. I'm supposed to be talking to people, but really you're not. It's fine that you're alone, and people may post a lot of things, but most of the time everybody is alone. And now that I'm older and have been in college for longer, I do feel like it's helped my friendships, because most of the friends that I have, I've bonded with over things that we both struggle with and things that we are able to relate to each other to.
Yes. What about you, Zach? Like, do you think that your social dynamics, like, help your mental well-being, or do they add to your stress levels?
No, yeah, I agree. So, like, in Alabama, the Greek life is very big. So it's like when you're in sororities, you know, in fraternities, like, oh, I'm in the top frat and all that stuff, I'm busy, and like I'm surrounded by a bunch of friends, but sometimes there's some fake relationships in there that are pretty toxic. So it's like Shelby said, they'll post and everything might look fine and dandy, but you don't really know like how their relationships really are. And you know, you get to really know who your true friends are for like in college. I mean, so
that's so true. I have one about like social media, like apps. So I know me and Shelby are very strong in TikTok. You are too, but how do you guys think that plays a part in like your mental health? Is it like positive or negative? Somebody, either one of you.
I feel like social media is actually very bad for my mental health. I do enjoy a good doom scroll on TikTok, a 2 or 3 hour rot on my couch and scroll on TikTok. But afterwards, I feel like such crap. And I feel like everybody does that. And there's times that I like delete TikTok for weeks at a time because I feel like it puts all of these false narratives and these standards that you feel like you need to meet. You see all of these influencers that are doing so much more than you are, but none of it's real. And it's the same thing on Instagram. And like Zach said about, like, you see the fraternities and sororities constantly posting events and they look like they're having such a great time, but that's what they want you to see. And you don't know what those people are really going through. So it always makes me sit there and be like, oh, well, all these other people are doing all of these fun things. I should be doing all of these fun things, but their reality isn't like that. So I actually have a lot of screen time limits on my phone so that I don't get caught up in that loop of just staring at people doing better than me. So I think it's definitely a negative effect on your mental health.
I agree. What about you, Zach? Do you think it's positive, negative?
Oh, yeah. Well, it can be very negative. Like, scrolling on TikTok for hours, seeing a bunch of posts and stuff like that. And especially if you see, like, depressing stuff and you just go down that rabbit hole and you're just, I don't know, you can really feed into that. And that's not good because you don't want to, you know, be more depressed than you already are.
True. I feel like there's another one I was going to ask. I think it's, like, what, do you ever catch yourself in, like, a bad space and realize you're not taking care of your mental health? Like, in that moment, you're like, ooh, this is bad. Like, I gotta fix it, yes.
Yes, yes, all the time. I can feel myself spiraling down into a negative place, and I feel like I specifically have a lot of, like, I just have these bouts of bad luck, and that's whenever I find myself sitting there and being, like, down in the dumps and I don't want to get out of bed and I don't want to go to the gym. And that's the kind of things that makes me notice is whenever I get off of my routine and I get off of my schedule and I'm just rotting in my bed and I don't want to do anything. That's whenever I realize, like, I need to get out of this. I need to get out of that headspace and I need to like go do something. And that's a lot of the times that I will like force myself to leave my house, force myself to get out of nature. And I think that that's super important, is like making yourself get out of that space and climbing back out every time you get knocked down.
Ooh, that was good advice. What about you, Zach?
Yeah, definitely what she said about the bouts of bad luck. I mean, when you're like, you know, riding high, everything's going good, and you're just like, dang, this happened, it's like kind of out of your control. It's like, wow, it feels like sometimes things can be against you, but you got to move past. I mean, it's just things happen, you know, it's life. It's not going to be fair always.
I feel like your 20s are a really bad time for that, too. Everybody always talks about your 20s being, like, super fun, but a lot of people have also started to discuss how your 20s are, like, kind of the worst times of your life because you don't know what's going on. You're having to do all these new adult things for the first time, and I think it's important to take a step back and know that everybody's doing life for the first time. Yeah. And bad things may happen to you, but bad things do happen to everybody else too, because we're all just figuring it out and everything will work itself out. I think the world is a lot better place whenever you realize everybody's just trying to figure it out just as much as you are.
Yes. I have another one, and it's about the transition to college life. Like, I guess, like, how has it been a positive thing? Because I know we can sit here and talk about how I miss my parents, I miss my older sister or whatever it is, but, like, how has it been, like, a good thing for you guys, Zach?
Well, just being on your own, just being able to, like, do things on your own. You're by yourself. You got to figure things out a little bit, you know. Got to eat 3 times a day. You know, sometimes you, like, forget. Like, oh, crap, I ate breakfast, lunch. Now I got to eat dinner. I got to figure that out. And, I don't know, sometimes it's an adjustment to some people, but I definitely liked it for sure, being on my own, away from the parents a little bit.
That's good. What about you, Shelby?
I think that it was really important for me to branch out to college and get out of my hometown and go into an out-of-state school. That really broke me out of my shell because I was forced to meet people. Nobody from my high school goes here, so I was forced to kind of put myself out there and I felt like it was a fresh start for me, and I was able to just wipe the slate clean and go into it with a fresh mindset. And then also, like, the culture is really good, and the fun parts of college are really fun, and it's always going to be a great time that I'm going to be able to look back on, even though during the week maybe it wasn't that great because I was going through the stress of college. The fun parts of college are just as rewarding.
That's so relatable. Okay, so I have one more for you guys. It's going to be, are there any habits or routines that help you stay mentally balanced?
Yeah, I definitely have a schedule and a routine that I have to stick to. I have decided that taking morning classes is definitely the way to go because you get up, you get out of bed, you get your day started, and you don't just rot in the morning, and you don't spend as much time like at your house. I think that that's important to get out of your house while you're in college. And then after class, I go to work, but immediately after work, I go study because you have to get that side of college done before you can do anything else, because if you just keep pushing it back, it'll never get done, and that's how your assignments pile up. And it's I think it's also important to do that kind of stuff during the week. And then after I study and get all my stuff done, then I take that time for myself and I go to the gym or I make myself dinner. And I think that sticking to that schedule during the week is super important. And I think it's also important to take your Sundays to relax and reset and get ready for the next week. I think that that's a really important part of my schedule.
What about you, Zach? Routine or anything that helped you?
Yeah, like Shelby said, trying to get a early start to the day is always good. You know, don't lay in bed till 11 o'clock and roll up out of bed, going to your 12 o'clock class. But getting up, eating some breakfast. I'd try to, you know, knock out a little bit of school because I would usually work later in the day. So get up, knock out, you know, a little bit, and then might enjoy a little relaxation time, video games, whatever. And then go to work, knock that out, come back, get some dinner, you know, and then depending if I need to do some more reading or whatever, knock that out, and then just try to get some good sleep. That's the main thing I've noticed, is got to get good sleep.
Yes, such great advice. Thanks to both of you for being open about your experiences and for like sharing what's worked for you. I hope anyone listening feels encouraged to find their own coping strategies and reach out if they need help. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Remember, taking care of your mental health is just as important as anything else in college. If you or someone you know is struggling, don't hesitate to reach out to a friend, a counselor, or literally anybody you trust. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next time on You're Doing Great, Sweetie.